Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on a podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast, where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan.
I'd be Grez.
And you're listening to Rise of the Robots, as this week we're covering Robot Wars the Sixth Wars, Heat C.
The Demise of Chaos 2.
This episode is sad. It doesn't help that, again, because they keep insisting on showing these clips at the start, you kind of get a bunch of spoilers for the episode.
Oh yeah, like, I literally stopped watching them. Like, it's like, hit play, skip, 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 there's the Robot Wars theme, and then after that, it cuts to Craig Charles, then it's like, done today's episode, more spoilers, and it's like, Jesus Christ, man, may as well just not bother anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just skip to, like, the last, like, 10 minutes, where it's like, it shows you the highlights of the entire episode, and then just watch the final. But yep. even shots of the final were spoiled in the opening credits.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
I don't understand why they decided to start doing this. It's fucking stupid.
Yep, absolutely.
So sticking with the spoiler theme by, you know, spoiling it up top there. Let's see.
Yes.
Yes.
So the opening contest, Maestro, if you please.
Today we are going to start off with a four-way consisting of... Okay, I'll do him last, actually. From Nottingham, Mighty Mouse.
So the Mighty Mouse team is back, apparently, because I was reading up about the Season 6 qualifiers, and above the fact that that Atomic did qualify but withdrew, and King B Powerworks failed to qualify.
Oh.
I know, it just seems wrong to go, wait a minute, these two seat robots weren't in this series? Why am I certain they were? Mighty Mouse was actually one of two robots that this team entered. But due to circumstances, they could only run one, and they chose to run the one that doesn't have any weapons.
Yes.
Apart from a weight on a spring and some spikes.
Mm. I mean, I know that this isn't the full form of Mighty Mouse. It does get a flipper at some point. Maybe it's next season, if it's even in next season.
Well, I know, but the modern one has a flipper.
Yeah. Because I'm certain I've seen it before. So maybe it may have been the reboot. I can't really remember.
I think it's the reboot.
Right. Because Alan was reading the list of some of the robots that did and didn't qualify, and there are some absolute shockers here when we look at certain robots, like From Edinburgh, Destructosaur.
Which is a barrel. Qualify.
Yes.
It's a metal barrel with a claw on the front.
The first line of my note says, this is another blow to Scottish robotics.
Yeah. This is also a one-and-done robot.
Yeah.
They Shopper. Did try and qualify for the previous series.
Uh-huh.
And they fought... Apparently, they did fight on the live tour in Glasgow.
Ah, shocker.
Not with this robot, with Can Opener, which is their other robot, but I have no memory of it at all.
What?
Or do you have memory of it?
Deep breath. Deep breath. Why? Why?
Why
you
what?
You have Can Opener. But you
entered
this.
It's spelt differently. Anyway. Right, anyway.
You said there's two different robots called Can Opener?
Yes, this one had a spinning disc.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant can opener as in the, you know,
no, no. The robot that is fantastic as long as it's not fighting in a main championship. No, 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 not those guys. No, a different can opener.
As long as it's in an annihilator and nothing else, it's a peak.
No, it's can opener spelt differently.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Anyway,
Somerset. Oh, sorry.
Yep, go ahead.
From Somerset, Iron Ore 2.
So here's the bizarre thing. We have three legendary teams in this match, one of whom is Iron Ore. Iron Ore, who have this unfortunate affliction of the time that they hit their peak is the time that Robot Combat's not on telly.
Oh, yes.
Because...
And plus, they made like 46 robots by that point.
But it's one of these things of... It's so bizarre. The Iron Ore team... I believe they are the ones that most were harmed by... the reboot in terms of the way the reboot was set up, it was so cold.
Yeah.
So they're one of the teams that really, really were hurt by that.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's one of the very big disadvantages about recording a robotics TV show in Glasgow.
Yes, it was very cold.
Yeah, I mean, like, we can confirm we were in that warehouse. And I mean...
Yes.
The cold
and we weren't even there for the season that was filmed in December.
Oy, yeah.
I think it was December.
Or close to it.
Yes.
It was either like, maybe like, whatever series it was that I was at, like, it couldn't have been December because I wouldn't have been able to get the time off work, but yeah. Obviously that could be a different season. But... it was cold, regardless of what time of year it is, as it tends to be most of the time in Scotland anyway. Yeah. But, I mean, the cold never bothered me anyway, but, like, there were a lot of people that were bundled up in, like, jackets, and I think I may have even seen somebody that had, like, a little, like, kind of doobie cover thingy. And I was like, I'm just sitting there, like, my shorts and t-shirt, like, la, 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 la.
It's a shame you kept speaking, because when you said the cold... never bothered you anyway. I had a joke, but I'm going to have to let it go.
Yeah.
I'm keeping that one in.
Oh, absolutely. And from Edinburgh. Nope, I've said him already. Take two. From Ipswich, seated number 5, Chaos 2.
Right. Do you remember... a few years ago.
Do you remember?
Where someone went, let's have DX versus Kane and The Undertaker.
Oh, one of the greatest matches in Saudi history.
And you see images from that match and you're like, how old you all have become.
Yes.
That's how I feel watching Chaos doing this.
I know.
Oh.
It's still plodding along, it's still doing well, but you know what? I mean, that's a pretty good reference, but my thought going into this is it's like the film The Wrestler of he's beat up, he's old, but he's still out there doing his thing and doing it pretty well, but it's not the same as it used to be.
Yeah.
And then the... spoilers, Chaos 2 gets to the final of this episode, and the final match is like his last match in the movie The Wrestler, where it's like,
oh yeah, your time has long since passed. Yeah.
Even to the point where maybe Ram Jam Robinson died at the end of the film. That's all left up to...
well, obviously that's deliberately left up to interpretation, yeah.
Yeah, but if he did die at the end of the film, this is the same kind of equivalent.
Yeah.
But, yeah. that's how I felt going into this one.
Yeah.
even kind of surprised that Chaos 2 is seeded number 5. I still think genuinely that's quite low.
Yes, particularly because I think didn't he get to the final 8?
Yeah, I think it was.
He got to the final eight, and it's also
before the grand final.
I don't know who, unless the logic is, well, what we'll do, we'll get the sixth wars. I'm just having a look in here, who was ranked higher than him.
I think
Hypnodesk, Firestorm, but it's the 4 grand finalists.
Yeah, that would okay. That does make sense then.
That
okay.
makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, right. I'll give it that then.
So they're the top seed that didn't qualify for the grand final, even weirder when Tornado's the 12th highest seed. Because if you're doing it purely on the previous season.
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense.
Well, even Wild Thing being seeded number 9 or something, Wild Thing beat Chaos 2. So.
Did it though?
Maybe it was
more. Anyway. Maybe it
was more Chaos 2 beat itself, which was.
Are we talking about Extreme here?
No.
No, Chaos 2 won that match.
So it did. That was Big Brother. Beg your pardon.
Yeah. Oh no, Big Brother's second seed.
Right, okay, so I got all that wrong. So never
anyway.
Edit all that out.
Yeah. So
or leave it in.
Chaos 2 immediately tries to put its stamp on the match.
Oh. Yeah.
And it goes to make a flip and it misses. And it does the thing that Chaos 2 does now when it misses, and it gets stuck on its back. And
Chaos 2 never used to do this, and it's just been doing it a lot recently.
I don't know if it's maybe because this flip is a bit more powerful.
What's the word?
It's too powerful for its own weight.
Like, it's trying to make up for...
What I think you'll find is... What they're doing is that the reason they're making fewer flips is because they're making bigger flips.
Yeah.
Because they have to, because the robots are now 100 kilos.
It's compensating, that's the word I'm bloody looking for, Jesus Christ.
And the problem is, it has two problems. One, the flips are so powerful that, I mean, it's a bit like when you see something like Rapid or Apollo now.
Yeah.
Those almost get taken off their wheels.
Mm-hmm.
When they're
Like Rapid does a fucking 3 somersaults anytime it tries to flip somebody.
Yeah. So.
So the match starts.
As Chaos 2 gets turned turtle. We forgot to mention, right, Iron Ore 2, so its current setup. Also, this is the third Ore robot, because Axe Ore was not included in the list. So Iron Ore is it's the first of the kind of the unique face stylings that they've kept ever since. It's a yellow robot, it's got a flipper and an axe, and the most devastating weapon of all, its name written in Comic Sans on the side.
Oh.
And it manages to flip Destructosaur.
Yeah, it gets pincered by the two flippers.
Yes, because it gets stuck between them and the upside-down turn turtle body of Chaos 2.
And then this is the moment where you see, like, Iron Orb gets, like, this really good axe shot, which, because, like, the axe goes in, then it gets flipped, and then so, like, when Destructosaur flips over, the axe is still embedded in Destructosaur, so it, like, the axe twists, which makes the hole even bigger. And the funny thing is, like, when they start talking to Destructosaur after the match, they're like, oh, I think it was Sir Killalot that did that. And it's like, and then they show a replay, and it's, like, clearly Iron Ore.
Uh-huh.
Iron Ore. Don't you fucking dare. We will not have Little Britain references on this podcast.
Oh, fuck no.
Nana.
No.
Wrestling references aplenty, but no Little Britain.
Oh, that's a series that's aged like heated milk.
And it already starred like milk that had been left in the sun too long while it was fucking airing.
Yeah.
So, Destructosaur stuck on its back, seconds into the fight. Chaos 2 manages to get back up on its wheels, and then just out of nowhere is like, and Ionara, I've had enough of you, get out of here.
Oh, and it's the perfect, like, I actually think it's a better looking flip than Axel went through.
Yeah.
Because it sends Ionor spinning over the wall.
It's just the way that it was just like I don't know, just the way it goes over, it's just kind of like, I wasn't expecting this.
It's a shame because it could have meant, see if it had been Ionor that had come second in this fight, we could have had Danton Kia versus Ionor, and I think that would have been a fantastic match. Spoiler alert.
Sorry, who's that?
Danton Kia.
Who? Anyway. Well,
don't you dare.
We'll digress.
Don't you dare do what I think you're about to do.
So
Chaos 2 and Mighty Mouse play chasers.
Yeah, that was actually quite funny. JP mentions that Mighty Mouse advances by doing absolutely nothing, which I found really funny.
Which seems to be a common thing with these guys.
Yeah, they just stick about.
Until they get proper weaponry, but that doesn't happen until a full reboot.
Yeah. I mean, I've been playing a lot of Robot Arena again recently. I've been seeing a lot of Mega Mouse, and it's just like, sometimes he's got me. In fact, one very quick one. I was Apollo, and I was against Mega Mouse, and he flipped me in like the most bizarre way in one of these weird arenas where he flipped me up. So I was like vertical, but I had parked my flipper, so I got jammed under like a kind of like little archway, and the flipper was like open, so when it shut, it didn't shut all the way. I was just perfectly stuck, and I was like, you know what? I'm not even mad at that, because that looked pretty fucking awesome.
Aye.
But so, anyway,
yeah, we do.
The little chasing thing between Chaos 2 and Mighty Mouse was quite cute, because it's like there was a point where Chaos 2 got him on the flipper, and it was just like,
There is one quite strange thing, which is, yeah, Chaos 2 has Mighty Mouse on its flipper, and then
it doesn't.
You're sitting there going, okay, so this is the bit where you flip them.
I know.
Why
like,
haven't
this
you
point,
flipped them, Chaos?
At
why
this
haven't
point,
you flipped them?
Why haven't you? At this you point, at... like the other two were definitely out. So
I think it was
just fucking with him. It's like, I could do this. I could pull the trigger right now and send you flying.
I could
but
get an Uta.
Well,
but I won't.
Maybe he should have.
Yeah. So.
So
we
Chaos
get
2 and Mighty Mouse go through.
Mighty Mouse purely by not being the... Basically by not being the one that Chaos 2 picked.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
Which is surprising, you know, considering all the stuff we kind of said about Chaos 2 and how some robots are like a lot tougher to flip these days and all that. Like, wouldn't you go for the smallest one?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially after you almost knocked yourself out trying to flip Destructosaur.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got a second first round match to do.
We certainly do. From Albany, Mr. Nasty.
Oh, these guys. I don't know why I have always hated this robot.
Well, it's because it's a boring ass box with a spike on it.
Here's the weird one. This robot has only ever had 3 matches. And it's one of the few that I still remember.
Yeah, for some reason I do too.
So it is a shiny four-wheel box robot with a spike on the front. Not like a spike with, like, CO2 gas.
Yeah.
A spike.
Static spike.
Yeah.
You know, like... And then they also talk about how it's not that fast, and it's like, I mean...
If you've got spike, that's what you at very least need to be fast.
Anyway, but the thing is, like, I don't think it's particularly slow, like, when it's getting around the arena. Like, it's okay, but, like, yeah, if you're really wanting static spike to work, you need to have speed behind it. We've said that Lord knows how many times.
Yeah.
But anyway, we digress. Like, we've spoke more about Mr. Nasty than he actually does in this fight.
Yeah. Anyway.
From East Yorkshire, Dr. Fist.
I mean, this looks like a name that you would find on OnlyFans?
Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure I've seen Dr. Fist. I started watching a Dr. Fist 3. So the whole story of the trilogy was really, like, kind of messed up for me. I didn't really understand what was going on.
I know. And also, how did he have that much lubricant in his house?
Sometimes, I mean,
with wooden floors, you can't have wooden floors with lube everywhere. That is how you get a concussion.
Mm. No, we don't get concussion for a couple more seasons.
Anyway, the robot Dr. Fist is a giant two-wheel. It's S3 on Wish.
Yeah.
Except somehow it's all compacted. It's such a weird shaped robot.
Yeah.
Look. I think it actually might be white. I think it's, looking at it on here, it is as tall. It's not tall. It's almost as wide as it is long.
Yeah. I mean, and then, like, literally, before we even go into the fight, like, they're like, it's broken.
Well, I think they basically... So it's got two petrol engines operating the spinner.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the petrol engines is busted.
So it's the weapon would be at half mast.
Yes. Anyway. But,
considering the fact that when it enters the arena, it looks like
it's already struggling to get into the arena.
Yeah. Wouldn't be surprised if it driving at the arena and then shunt probably helped it the rest of the way to get to a decent starting point.
Yeah. Anyway.
From Cheshire, Crustacean.
I love Crustacean.
Yeah. Pretty great. Pretty
it is one of the most funky robots, and it does, because I always was like, I remember this team showing up a lot and not being great, but when you look at their history, they've had some cracking matches.
I know, absolutely.
They're like the inverted Weldor. I'm actually sitting going, yeah. Why did I sleep on this robot? I love the design. One issue they do have is they've not had the opportunity to upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as they kind of explained, they started playing around with hydraulics to try and increase its power. Apparently, maybe inspired by George Francis. And it didn't work. So they ran out of time to get any other upgrades through. So I've been interested to see
the ones that did work.
Anywho, I believe that there's another robot, but I mean, it can't be that interesting. Surely not.
From Surrey, Danton Makaya.
Danton Kia.
Danton Makaya.
Jonathan Pierce says Danton Kia.
Yes, but the...
This is the biggest argument we're going to have about Series 6, isn't it?
Yeah, One of the best shunt posting memes I've seen is of this. It's the Phoebe and Joey when Phoebe tries to teach Joey French, and she's like, "Say Dan, Dan, Tom, Tom, Kia, Kia, Dan Tom Kia, Dan Tom Makaya."
And the weirdest thing as well is, I think all three, I think the team say a different thing from Jonathan Pierce, who says a different thing from Stuart, the ring announcer.
Yeah. Yeah, because they keep getting, like, the Kia part muddled up.
Yeah.
Between everybody.
And also, the other thing that I forget every time I see Dan Tom Kia is, this robot is also meant to be a full body spinner. So it's this really unusual shape. So it's basically kind of a Cassius-esque shape with a rear hinged flipper.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got these kind of stick out wedgelets at the front. And yeah. On the end of these wedgelets, there are chisel spikes.
Mm-hmm.
And they can, like Cassius, I mean, there's a lot of Cassius in this design.
And it should, like, this is the kind of thing of, like, this is probably the closest that we would get to seeing what Cassius would probably be able to do had Rex stuck with Robot Wars.
So, basically, it can lower its rear end.
Yeah.
And then...
For Dr. Fist.
And then spin on the spot, creating a devastating weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyway.
I'd probably rather Dr. Fist behind me than Mr. Nasty, to be honest.
So, Crustacean immediately gets a grip on Mr. Nasty. Fist is dead by the start. Fist doesn't get out of the box. The only time that Dr. Fist moves is whenever Dan Tom Kia wants to try an Uta, and they are so desperate to get an Uta.
Oh yeah, like, so Crustacean gets a grip on Mr. Nasty very early on, and apparently they say after the fact Crustacean cuts off Mr. Nasty's aerial, so Mr. Nasty just kind of freewheels into the corner, and then this is the first time we see Danton Kia Makaya frantically trying to get an Uta on Mr. Nasty, but he can't get the right angle.
Yeah.
So then it just starts trying to fist Dr. Fist, getting him his own game, and couldn't do that either. So, yeah, it's just like the whole, like, even after those two are out, Danton Kia Makaya, sorry, I keep getting the wrong name there, Danton Makaya.
No, you're getting it right and then wronging yourself.
No, I'm just going about the ring announcing. So Danton Makaya, even then, starts going after Crustacean.
Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can put you off this in one sentence. Are you saying that if two people said a different name, you would take Simon Cassidy's side?
Well, it depends on how he would ring announce it, to be honest. he ring announces like shit.
Never mind.
Wait, whose name does he say wrong?
No one, but I was just kind of going down the line of, you're siding with the ring announcer?
Yeah.
And I was like, who's the ring announcer that you dislike the most?
So DTK spends the rest of the fight frantically just darting between the three robots, just like, one of yous is going out of this arena.
And yeah.
He doesn't get it. Like, you could tell that's all he wanted was get one of these three out of the arena, and this match specifically, no dice.
Oh, poor buddy.
But considering this match goes on for so long, despite the fact that
Oh,
Mr.
it's
Nasty,
already over. It's long over.
like one of them was eliminated the second the match started, and then the other, Mr. Nasty, gets his arrow cut off pretty quickly into this fight.
So the actual fight is over very quickly, but it's just, they just keep going.
I think it's just this kind of thing of like, right, well, we're quite big on DTK, so we'll just let it have a bit of a showcase because 99% of the fight was DTK
Also, what
letting
you probably
people.
find is a lot of the fights in this episode are over very quickly.
Yes, um.
Very quickly.
So after they've both been counted out, Sir Kill-a-Lot and Sergeant Bash kind of double penetrate Dr. Fist and Mr. Nasty as they push them into the pit.
Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Grizz and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled TEKNOAXE.
And there's a crossover, Mr. Nasty and Dr. Fist.
God! Oh, God!
Mean, it'd be a bit more weird if Mr. Punch also showed up.
Let's move on to the semi-finals, please.
At least the penetrator wasn't there. I think I've killed him. Chaos 2 versus Crush Station. Now, this was an interesting
Chaos
fight.
2 gets favorable results here. Chaos 2 did not deserve to win this match.
Oh, there, yeah. Believe me, over these next couple episodes, I feel like we'll be saying that a lot.
Because no matter what Chaos 2 tries to do, it just can't quite get a good grip of Crustacean.
He keeps coming in from the front, and then because it comes in from the front, the claws can get in under Chaos. So
Because
when
Chaos 2
Chaos.
is just the perfect whip for it.
Yeah, like the flipper just gets right in between, which you think is like, oh, this is brilliant, this is easy. And then it pops a flip and it just gets stuck. Like, Crustacean doesn't move and Chaos 2 kind of bends into
What
itself.
happens is like Crustacean will start to turn over, but then the claws will get caught on the side. So yeah, there's this weird image of just the every time Chaos 2 flips, they both roll over.
Yeah, because like with Crustacean, like it moves so slightly, but then Chaos 2, because that's the one that's got all the momentum, it just that Chaos 2 moves so much more.
We're here. The defeat of Chaos 2. There's absolutely nothing that could possibly happen to deny Crustacean this great, glorious victory. And they're going to activate the pit. They're going for the ultimate humiliation. They're going to pit Chaos 2. And there's nothing Chaos can do. They drive into
Motherfucker.
the pit. And there's almost this moment of, you can even see the Chaos 2 team being like,
What
wait,
the?
won? We won?
I don't. How?
How?
What happened?
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Crustacean had no chance in the final, but
I mean,
can you
see,
imagine how utterly career-defining it could have been for that team to be the first team to knock a Village Idiots team out before a final of a heat?
Yeah, I mean, because, like, during the fight as well, like, it got some good licks in. There was that point where it ran Chaos 2 up against the wall and had it on its side, and for a brief moment there, everybody kind of sat and looked and went, ooh, is it going to get back up? It eventually got back up, but Jesus, did it take its sweet time.
Oh, definitely.
So, like, even then, like, so it's not to say that, like, it wasn't doing well, because it was.
It was a close match. It was closer than I'm kind of suggesting, but they were lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it had went to a judge's decision, I couldn't see Chaos 2 winning.
Yeah, or I'd say at least a split decision.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was KG through all of that, and then literally, as you say, like, Crustacean opens the pit and then drives the wrong way.
Yeah.
Right. Well then.
So, Danton Kia versus Mighty Mouse. Mighty Mouse has one tactic, and in any other event other than Robot Combat, I could admire this tactic, because that tactic is run away.
Do 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 do.
And because it is the, look, Danton Kia is probably one of the few robots that is actually fast enough that it could catch.
Mm-hmm.
And there is this kind of, there are a few moments where you realize, oh dear, Mighty Mouse, you've run out of road to run down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, picked,
yeah.
It got there.
And once it does get trapped, boy, does it get yeeted. And then there's a weird thing. So, Danton Kia is obviously going for Anuta again. Uh-huh.
Like, it seems as if, like, that's the tactic. It's not just flip over a robot and leave
well,
it.
Well, to
it's
be
like,
fair, no, it is.
Get it out of the arena.
One, this is the best time to develop that tactic, because mm-hmm. what we're finding is we're at the point now where the flipper matter's over. Flippers are not going to win purely by yeeting someone around the arena. There's too many robots that are devastatingly damaging,
mm-hmm.
so you have to get them out of the arena. You have to have it be conclusive. You have to eliminate the possibility of losing on a judge's decision on damage.
Mm-hmm. It's that's just because I'm pretty sure, like, this is when the side panels of the arena are at their lowest as well, purely because the spectacle of UAs is so exciting now.
Yes,
that it's just like, right, this is going to be our new meta. Like, let's just see how many yeet skis we can do.
Yeah. So, we then get on to, so eventually, Mighty Mouse is trapped on the wall. And
yes.
For some reason, RefBot frees them. Because I'm sure they say this earlier. They go specifically in an episode to say, if you are trapped on the wall deliberately, the ref bot can't help you.
Yep, because that was a strategic move.
Exactly. But so, but on the plus side, at least this does mean eventually we get an Uta.
Yes. But it's one of these things where it's like the rules of Robot Wars really change show to show sometimes.
I mean, it's almost like there are a bunch of giant loopholes in the rules that someone is going to exploit at the end of this season, and it leads to a complete rewriting of the rules for Series 7.
Mm-hmm. Some would also call that...
Yes, people who don't understand how rules work. So, anyway...
Bitch.
Not for you, honey.
So Danton Kea finally gets its first Uta. Like, the Uta that has been looking for the entire episode. And I mean, I know we're only two matches in for Danton Kea, but...
And also, this becomes the Danton Kea tactic. Throughout all of its appearances, this becomes their signature move.
Yeah. It's, You get robots that have, like, kind of, you know, specific kind of, like, things, and this is Danton Kea's thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's now taken over the mantle of Chaos 2. And even then, like, that first time...
It hasn't yet. It has to beat Chaos 2 first, which we're going to get to now.
Yes. But it's like, it's taken over the mantle of Chaos 2, as in, like, I want to be the Yeti boy.
Yeah.
And then, because I'm pretty sure, like, that Chaos 2 Firestorm thing was a complete accident.
It was more, not necessarily an accident, it was like, oh, I wonder what happens if I do this. Oh.
And then it just started becoming the meta.
Yes.
So yes, as you alluded to, Chaos 2 versus Danton Makaya in the final.
And this fight... I'm quite shocked they didn't do more build-up for this fight.
I mean, this literally is, like, the old guard against the new blood.
I mean, this is one of these... You should be building up as a... Yeah, it's two generations of the same style of robot. It's the old guard looking for one last run. It's, you know, this hot shot new fighter. There's so many ways you could have gone with this, and instead they just kind of go,
anyway, here's the fight.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, there should have been a lot more to this.
Uh-huh. Oh dear.
So it starts, Chaos 2 looks somewhat strong. It gets a good distance flip.
Yeah, then, it gets the first flip.
Mm-hmm. Then we get in the corner, and then there's just all of a sudden a flipper related explosion.
Yeah, what happens is, so the two of them are in the corner, and Chaos 2 hits with a flip, but it hits just thin enough that it still takes the brunt of the flip as well, and both robots end up upside down.
Yeah, it's like the very lip of like one of those front prongs of Danton Makaya, and both of them just like, it was almost like synchronization. Both of them just go up on their butt, roll over. But the problem is, Chaos 2 rolls over and is like right next to the wall.
Yeah, so... it's the absolute worst angle for them.
Mm-hmm.
So there is this moment of kind of, yeah, he's doing it. Oh no!
I'm going to flip. Oh no! I'm going to flip. Oh no! The wall. I'm going to flip. Oh no! The wall. Oh look! Here comes Danton Makaya. Oh no!
Oh, Danton Makaya has fixed itself. Well, Dad, what? Oh no.
You know what this means? Get yep. out of here.
We see Chaos 2 for the second time in its era being thrown out the arena.
How does it feel, Chaos 2? Just as it, like, it's like play it in slow motion and then cut to black and white as it goes over the rail, and then you just start seeing, like, ghosts of all the other robots that Chaos 2 has thrown over the arena over the past couple of years, like, with, like, little quotes. It's like, it's just like Firestorm appears, and it's like, there's gonna be a Firestorm. And then, like, Indefatigable appears, and it goes, it's not the winning, it's the taking part that counts.
Okay. Okay, pal. That's good.
As, like, in the arms of an angel, please. If I could think of more people that Chaos 2 had thrown out at this point, that probably would help. But
Smidzy.
Smidzy. This is just I'm going, sorry, mate, I didn't see you.
Anywho.
So Danton Micaiah makes short work of the two-time former UK champion.
Yeah, sad. There's something incredibly sad about it.
And because this is essentially it for Chaos 2 as far as the main competition goes, that's it done.
Oh yeah, that's well, they're a producer from this point onwards.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know, I assume Chaos 2 still shows up in Extreme.
Oh no. Yes, it does.
Uh-oh.
Oh no, you've just reminded me of the saddest thing in Robot Wars history.
More sad than Mastiff beating Chaos 2?
Yes, much more sad. Oh, I mean, no.
Not that I felt like this episode was going to really end on a high, but now you're making it even more worrisome.
Oh, I'm bummed out now. Anyway, the trivia!
Yay! That'll cheer
us up. Yay, that'll cheer us up! This heat marked the first time the previous champion was knocked out in the heats. As in Series 3 and 4, actually, as Series 3 and 4 champion Chaos 2 fell in the heat final, the other heats were Heat I of the 6th Force, spoiler alert, and Heat M of the 7th Force. Both seeing, spoiler alert, beaten.
Yep.
As well as Razor in the first heat of Series 8 and Spoiler in Heat 5 of Series 9 and Heat 1 of Series 10. This was the final time that Chaos 2 appeared in the main competition and the only time that it failed to reach the Series semi-finals. It was the first seed of Series 6 to fall. Also, this is the last time that Chaos 2 would achieve an UTA, and the first time that Danton Kia would achieve an UTA. Along with Heat I and Heat K, there were no judges' decisions in this episode. This episode contained exactly half of the total number of UTAs achieved in Series 6. The post-heat finale interview of with Mike Lambert of Team Danton Kia was used in a sketch on Harry Hill's TV Burp. As a show. During the interview with the Danton Kia team in the final, Michael Lambert referred to George as John at one point, but corrected himself.
Nice.
This was the only episode of Series 6 not to have clips from Battles in the Heat shown before cutting to Jonathan Pierce announcing the first round battles. Dan Tom Kier fought Iron War 2 in the Extreme 2 Challenge Belt, which leaves Destructosaur the only robot in this heat never to fight Dan Tom Kier.
Well, yeah, because like that was actually one kind of interesting thing. They did not show the battle stats or the battle board at any point for those first two fights.
Yeah. I mean, this episode is weird. It's kind of... it's edited weirdly. It's skipping through bits it doesn't normally skip through, and it lengthens out bits that it doesn't normally.
Mm-hmm.
After the first melee, Iron Ore 2 was listed as Iron Ore on the battle board.
Yeah.
Nice and though. Only four house robots appeared in this whole episode. So Killalot in all five battles, Sergeant Bash in both first round battles, Mr. Psycho in both second round battles, and Shunt in the Heat final. Yes, and for those of you who do math, yes, that does mean the semi-final house robots were Mr. Psycho and Sir Killalot.
Yep. The big guns.
Over a ton of metal meatiness.
Meat.
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 Look at all that beef.
Yeah. So that was good. But I'm sad now. I need something to pick me up. I need a team that makes me smile. Let's have a look who's on next week. Ooh! Sir Chromalot!
I'm sad, man.